Welcome to the Being the Church podcast, a special Christmas edition. In the few days leading up to Christmas, we will be hearing from some of our North Star staff team about what they love about Christmas. Perhaps you'll be able to relate to them, and we'll even dig into some spiritual significance behind some of the things that we all love about Christmas. We hope that you enjoy and that you have a very Merry Christmas yourselves. Welcome back to the Being the Church podcast. I'm Matt, and I'm here with Braden Wallace, our young adult minister. Hi, Braden. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Matt?
I am so good. It is almost Christmas, and we have decided to do a little mini-series here where we're going to sit down with some of our staff team and talk to them about Christmas, specifically what makes Christmas special for them, what they really appreciate about Christmas. So I am glad to have Braden here to talk about that. So, Braden, I'm really going to open it up to you and let you share. What do you love about Christmas?
Yeah. Christmas, I think for me, is a time of celebration and expectation both mingled together. Just personally, for my story, it's the time right around when I met Adeline for the first time, my wife. It's when I proposed, near there. And then the next year, got married. And then here in 2 days, we'll be having our first kid as well. So, right around Christmas has always been really special. I remember when we were dating long distance and I could come down to Blacksburg and I'd come to North Star December nights just as an attendee. And then we'd walk the hallways of the Virginia Tech Inn and go driving around and seeing lights. There's just kind of a magic to it. And so I think the celebratory part was I'd always be done with finals or it would always be kind of wrapping up a busy season and I'd get to spend time with family. But then also something with expectation, looking forward to it. At one point, it was looking forward to getting married. And then now it's looking forward to becoming a dad. And so it's hard to describe, but I just really love the feeling of magic that I get, specifically in Blacksburg around Christmas.
Yeah.
And so it's cool to get to live here now and be able to experience that for years to come.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's cool how your recent story has kind of aligned with Christmas in a really special way. And like you said, kind of the celebration and the expectation and all of that that surrounds Christmas for you. And I would be curious, just when you think about kind of that idea of celebration and expectation and just thinking about like the magic of Christmas almost, how does that deepen your own understanding of Christmas from a kind of Christian perspective, from the promise of Jesus and his coming? How does it deepen like your love for that or your understanding of it, the significance of it for you?
Yeah. Well, I think that's been something that has been true in previous years, that Christmas and all the personal events around it has given me a little bit more appreciation for kind of the anticipation that God's people were feeling, waiting for a Savior to arrive. Some of my favorite Christmas hymns are looking towards, you know, all of these years of waiting, and then finally there's this Savior that's born. But also, Jesus comes in a way that we don't necessarily expect. And so we can quantify our excitement in a way of, wow, what we're looking for and what we have been expecting for a long time is here, but maybe it's in a way we can expect in some senses. And so we have a sense of wonder as well to see how is God going to work this out. And so this year, I think especially with the arrival of my own child, thinking about what would it be like? You know, my child is not Jesus. And so
there's, you can clarify that.
there's a difference. But thinking about, for me, we've waited for this child for not hundreds of years, but we've waited for a while, and I'm expectant to see what changes it brings to my life. Like, what does it mean to be a dad? How is that going to change me as a person? But then also, what joy is it going to bring? And so, just on a greater scale, thinking about when Jesus arrived, and then when Christmas arrives every year, we get to kind of think about, wow, what's the wonder that we get to behold every year that we can kind of grasp? But then where's that maybe feeling of God is doing something that I can't even quantify? And it's so great that I couldn't expect it. I've been told that as soon as I see my daughter, I'm just going to lose it and I'm not going to be able to put into words how I feel. And I know you've felt that with your son. But I think that's the kind of thing that Christmas elicits is we, in some sense, get what God has done for us in sending Jesus, but it's even greater than I think we could put into words.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I really resonate with that. There's a level of understanding what God has done for us. And you've had some real tangible ways that you've seen God both deliver on his promises to you and also like kind of prime some expectation for you around Christmas. Yeah. But there's also like many ways that you don't know and many ways that I don't know. And Christmas being that kind of special time of year for the Christian where we acknowledge and celebrate the coming of Christ that was long foretold and long expected and all those things. But I think Christmas just is, it's kind of just like, this is just kind of like God. This is what he does. And he is one that delivers on his promises, one that inspires us to hope and believe because there is stuff to hope and believe. Also, it gives us a level of expectation that he is working and he is doing things in our lives, both things that we can see and things that we can't. Right. And we know that he is going to be faithful to deliver on what it is that he's going to do. And I think that's kind of the magic of Christmas is in many ways is that it reminds us that God has not forgotten his people. He has not forgotten you. He's not forgotten me. And he gives us good gifts. And we can expect that from him, expect good things from God, even if maybe in the moment we may not feel the reality of that. I think that's just a wonderful reminder. And I appreciate you sharing that. Any parting thoughts for us or anything? I appreciate you sharing.
I'm just grateful. Just thinking about it's really cool in the same way that this is the coldest part of the year and sometimes the most dreary. That's when the most joy has come.
Yeah.
And so just thinking about God's timing of sending Jesus, where things seem the darkest. And then when we encounter Jesus in some of our darkest moments, it's those times and those moments where we're really able to see the light that Jesus brings even more. So I love this time of year, not necessarily because it's dark and dreary
cold
a lot
dreary,
of times,
yeah.
But when you step into a hallway full of light, that's when you remember the wonder that comes along with it. So.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the birth of your daughter.
Thank you.
She will be out probably before this podcast is out.
Yes.
So
really
happy for you and excited for you about that. And I hope is just a really great visible reminder of God fulfilling his promises to his people and giving us good gifts and calling us into new life and experience and all sorts of things. So thanks for sharing. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. And we will see you on the next part of this episode.
We hope this time has been an encouragement and a help to you in your own walk with the Lord. If it was, maybe consider sharing this podcast with someone you know and let us know you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and maybe even a comment. That'll help us gauge the helpfulness of our content and what might be encouraging to our church family in the future. Thanks so much for listening. If you're interested in learning more about North Star Church, head over to northstarfamily.org for all the information and to contact us if you'd like to do that. We hope the Lord blesses you as you endeavor to serve him.
Bada bing, bada boom.